God, that woman believing God for her son being home this year. Some of you out there, you've been believing God for things, but you need to step up to the plate. Put doubt out of your mind. I'm believing God that God's going to do some greater things before the year's out. Amen. I got 1 minute left, but I believe in God that he's going to do some greater things before the year's out. And while I'm spending time trying to tell you that, I want you to understand July 25th and 27th, Shreveport, Minden, amen, amen, Monroe, amen, praise the Lord, Campy, Ringo, Heflin, Dubilee, amen, praise the Lord, Jonesboro, all those places that are surrounded by Minden, amen, praise the Lord, we will have our midsummer convention, amen, praise the Lord, at the 14th Street District Building and on Bailey Street, amen, in amen, Minden, Louisiana. I'm so excited about what God is doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. These preachers, Shreveport, amen. Beaver Springs, amen. Praise the Lord. Tennessee, amen. Praise the Lord. Wherever they're going to be coming from, praise the Lord, we are looking forward to having a time in the Lord. Now, amen, tonight, 6:30, 1015 Main Street, Bible class there in the city of Colfax, Louisiana, amen, where I reside, amen, praise the Lord, as pastor. I'm excited, amen, praise the Lord, about ministry. I'm excited to see people saved, amen, praise the Lord, people being filled with the Holy Ghost. And I told y'all, amen, the convention 2 weeks ago, we were in a convention 2 weeks ago, 7-year-old girl received the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know, her heart, the scales fell from her eyes, amen, God converted her. God saved her. Most people think just because you were baptized that you saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a work involved after you go in that water. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a work involved. And most people say, well, I've been baptized. I'm saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to get rid of your sins. I got to get off this air. It's about time for me to get off this air. And a lot of folk, amen, praise the Lord. That's a whole nother subject. Tell me I got to get off this air, Tanya. All right, I got to get off the air. God bless you. Until next Wednesday, you be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. Oh, my God. I done started something here, Tanya. That's a whole nother class. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Psalm 48:1 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Psalms 113:3 says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Psalm 145, verse 3 and 4 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. In other words, my generation need to be speaking the acts of God, the glory of God, the works of God to the generation coming up behind me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're supposed to be praising God. We're supposed to be telling these young people all the great things you've seen God do in your life. But sometimes it seems like we don't have a testimony for the young generation. Like we don't have nothing to tell them about how God done brought you through. You need to be quick to share what God has done for you to these young folks, to let them know that there is a God in heaven and that they can trust in him, and you can talk to them about how when you were young and how you trusted God, how God revealed himself to you. Amen? Praise is individual and praise is corporate. Individual praise, Psalm 34, 1 and 2 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Praise is one way that you bless the Lord. You can bless him with your praise. Praise is something that comes out of your mouth from your heart. Make your boast in the Lord with his word on your lips. So notice here that David said, I will bless the Lord. That's an individual decision. So praise is individual. Amen. You can praise God. In fact, praise him right now. Go ahead and praise the Lord. Praise him. All right. Now, look at what happened. When I told you to praise God, guess what happened? Your whole focus and all your attention went to him. Didn't it? All of a sudden, your attention went from what I was saying. Your attention left me, and all of a sudden, you begin to focus on him. You see, that's what praise does. It causes you to focus on the one that can really help you. And the one that's worthy of your praise. So whatever you praise, your attention is going to go to that. So if you're praising men, then your eyes going to be on men. If you're praising things, then your eyes going to be on things. But if you're praising God, your eyes are going to be on God. Amen. Then there's corporate praise. Hebrews 13, 15. I covered this scripture before. It says, by him, therefore, let us the offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Amen. Another translation says, through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. That's the Amplified version. The fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge, confess, and glorify his name. Praise is what we give to God continually, at all times, in every situation, for better or for worse, come hell or high water. You understand? In good times and bad times, in times of lack and in times of abundance, we will praise the Lord. Praise is something that we give to God independent of our circumstances. So when things are not going good in your life, then what you need to do is start praising him. You say, well, I wouldn't be in this shape if God had to bless me. You got it all wrong. God is not the reason for your problem. And he's not the one trying to hold you back and keep you pushed down. He's the one that's reaching out to you to lift you up. You got to know that. Too many people stop praising God when bad things happen in their life. Too many people can only praise God when things are going great. If you can only praise God when things are going good, you are still a baby Christian. Amen. Amen. That's the way babies act. When things going their way, they're happy. When things ain't going their way, they sad. They ain't gonna pray. They ain't gonna love on you when you ain't giving them their way. Boy, children are so lovable when it's all their way. Hug on you, kiss you, climb up in your lap. Then you tell them to stop doing something, and the whole demeanor changed. Because you done stepped in. I'll never forget the day old Gabe tried one on me. He probably don't even remember. Gabe was so lovable as a little boy. Still a good young man. But we had to just put him in children's church, and he learned a few tricks over there. Come home, he'd try them out on mom and dad. He was doing something, I say, hey, stop that. Don't do that. When I said that, me and Cece saw something we never saw. We wondering, is this our child we brought home? He wasn't like this. What happened to him? But Gabe did something like this here. I'm going to do it in slow motion. I mean, just beat it up about 1,000 times. Bam! On the floor. I said, what? Boy, I addressed that real quick. I got in there, I said, you get up off that floor right now. You should have seen them little feet moving. Boy, he's getting up off the floor. Because he was trying it, you know. He saw it work. And he got up, he came to attention. I point him, I said, young man, I said, we do not handle disappointment like that in this house. Don't you ever do that again. He said, yes, sir. He never had another fit. He had one for all time. But then you got Christians that do that, fall out every time the Lord tell them they can't do something. They have a fit, and they think that's going to change God. Ain't going to change God. What are the benefits? God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22:3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise releases the glory of God into your life. 2 Chronicles 5:13-14 says, it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. What caused the glory of God to fill the house? It was when the praisers and the musicians became as one. When they began to praise God and to give thanks, the Bible says, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and music and instruments of music, and praise the Lord. It was when they praised the Lord. He says, when they made one sound to be heard in praising and thanking God. That means everybody got in unity together and began to praise and thank God. And when they did, the glory of God manifested. Now, God was already in the room, wasn't he? Yeah, God's everywhere. His presence is everywhere, right? He was already there. But when they begin to praise God in unity, this is a corporate praise, a corporate thanksgiving. When they begin to do that, then God manifested his presence and the glory cloud came in that place and the ministers couldn't even stand up. I'm going to tell you, the power coming there so strong they couldn't even stand up. This can happen in your home. It don't just happen at church. When you just start praising God and you're doing it from your heart, I'm going to tell you, God will manifest his presence in your life. Praise silences the devils, makes him shut up. How would you like to shut the devil up? Well, one way you can do that is by praising God. Psalms 8:1-2 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Praise steals the enemy, the adversary, the devil. I mean, it stops him in his tracks. You won't stop the devil.